This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the Quad stands as the vital force for the stability, progress and the prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In the social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's need together in the Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister, Takeshi Iwawa, and the USC Secretary for the State, Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said that it started as an emergency response to the catastrophe, has grown in a full-fledged partnership. It has also said that the Quad countries now work together and with the partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses the complex challenges from fighting the climate change, cancer and pandemics, to bolstering the quality infrastructure, counterterrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India's core sectors output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on the annual basis, showed the data released by the Ministry of Commerce yesterday. The production of cement, coal, steel and the steel electricity refinery projects and the fertilizers recorded positive growth as per the data. The coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, the fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8% and the cement surged by 13%, while the electricity gained 3.8% in November of the current fiscal year. Meanwhile, the crude oil contracted by 2.1% and the natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The combined index of the 8 core industries measured the combined and individual of production of 8 core industries, which are cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery projects, and the steel. The 8 core industries comprise 40.27% of the weight of items included in the index of the industrial production. The government has said that the space economy will grow nearly 5 times in the next decade, from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Minister of the State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead a space biology. He said that the investment for the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The minister highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said that €220 million earned through launching foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent filled with innumerable inspiring life journeys showcasing the innovation and courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army that hailed from pioneering the work as inspiration. And the Green Army is a group of determined women in Deora in Varanasi who raises awareness against the drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival of fights against dowry. The group journey began in the establishment of the slipper-making factory with the first pair of slippers sent to the Prime Minister. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming the 2025 as cities around the world prepare for the new year celebrations that highlight the local cultures and the traditions. The Pacific Island nation in Kiribati was the first country to ring in the 2025. Meanwhile, the people of Delhi NCR are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the eve of the new year, the streets have been lit up. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of the new year 2025. In a message, the president said that the new year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations of everyone's life. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to all the citizens on the eve of New Year 2025. In his message, he said that he has asked people to move forward in determination, nurturing the democratic values with resolve to keep the nation first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.